Backseat Producers, episode 138, Predator. Hey, this is Tony.
And this is Daryl.
And this is David.
And we are the Backseat Producers.
And I am reading on this movie. I'm reading trivia about this movie right now, so I appear knowledgeable.
And this movie is Predator.
Yes. So, also that.
So I think we must acknowledge what we did this weekend, this past weekend, and our what should have been stunning victory.
I have no idea what you're talking. Oh, the trivia night.
The trivia night.
I don't remember.
Already.
Unsurprising.
Surprisingly enough, I do remember good portions of it, considering how much I had to drink. Because I drank more than half a bottle of bourbon.
Oh, my
yeah,
God.
Yeah, it was a considerable amount of
it was ridiculous. Booze. I danced.
Oh.
It was spectacular. It was spectacular. For those for people who aren't familiar with the concept of the trivia night, which apparently it's a St. Louis thing, but it's other places also, but apparently we're big for it here.
Trivia nights.
Yes.
That's crazy.
10 rounds, 10 questions a round. You start off the night by guessing the number of questions you are going to have right for the entire night, thus used to settle any tiebreakers.
Right.
Typically speaking, if you get in the 80s, you're doing pretty good. There were four teams tied for first place in the end. Those four teams each scored 96.
Dang.
Yeah. It was ridiculous.
Yep. What are they carrying, in pocket encyclopedias or something? Or?
We were one of the four teams. We get to the end, they're tallying up everything. Apparently, two of the teams guessed that they were going to get 82.
Mm-hmm.
We guessed that we were going to get 87, which I actually thought was high. I was going to suggest 85, but Sarah wrote 87 before I could suggest otherwise. So I said, yeah, go with it. That's fine. Somebody else guessed 93. Oh. They were the team that won. This team was in fourth place the entire game. We were consistently in second or third throughout the whole game. Mm-hmm. They were consistently in fourth. They tied everybody else in the last round, and that's how they won.
Yep.
It was ridiculous.
Douche nozzles. And they took away the second prize.
But we won for our tower.
We won for our tower.
The tower won.
I got a picture of it. I posted it. It was good.
It was fantastic.
That was good.
The bottle of bourbon. And if you look at the picture, if you search back to March 27th from whenever this gets released. looking at David's Twitter account, if you can access it, because he's got it locked. But there's a picture of the tower, and you can probably tell exactly how much bourbon I had to drink because the bourbon is the top of the tower.
Yeah.
We managed to put the bourbon bottle on top of everything else. So
last year's tower was bigger. But only because more people were drinking.
More people were drinking, yeah.
Because Luke and Kim were there?
Yeah.
And they were drinking beer, too, so.
Yeah, and apparently RJ ate something that didn't agree with him, so he slowed down considerably.
Yeah, I think he was the only one at the table really drinking.
Yeah.
Because Chris and Sarah had, like, one each. It was like, great. You guys are not contributing.
All right. So, Predator.
Predator.
Next week we're doing Cashback.
Yes.
And there's what's the one we're doing after that?
Hero Tomorrow,
okay.
Crap, now I gotta go hunt that down.
I couldn't remember what it was to hunt it down.
I'm gonna bring you the DVD, so you don't have to chase it.
Bam!
I had to remember what it was to even start looking for it, because I knew it was Hero something. I couldn't remember what the second word was. Alright, so, what'd you think?
His head to the chopper.
Yeah. Yeah, it's Predator. I mean, there's not much discussion. It is Predator.
It is Predator.
It's better than an average action-adventure film.
It is probably the best action film of the 80s.
It didn't hold up as well for me watching it this time.
Really? I thought this held up better than most movies I watch.
I'd have to
agree. The action sequences were decidedly 80s. And that's... And it...
Yep.
And you know what? And that's why for me it didn't hold up as well.
Really?
Where the action sequences in like Aliens were fantastic and just over the top. Some of the action in Predator was really choppy.
Yeah, but
especially toward the end of the movie.
I don't think that Alien or Aliens is an action movie.
Aliens is an action movie. Not Alien.
Yeah.
Alien is a horror film. Aliens is an action movie.
I'll give you sci-fi, but I'm going to give you action. Action is Arnold Schwarzenegger without a shirt on.
Giving cheesy lines and...
No, well, yeah.
Yeah, come on.
Standing on a top of, like, a split tree, lighting a torch, and then yodeling in defiance.
All right, so... And for the chat room, no, it's not just you. It's Ustream doesn't handle split audio, but we leave it split for editing purposes for the podcast.
Nobody ever needs to edit what I say, because I always say it with perfect clarity, in perfect pitch, and perfect volume.
And volume, too. Okay,
You might say this was kind of like the last major action film that had to rely on practical effects before the CGI explosion. I mean,
well,
I would disagree with that. I would say True Lies was
True Lies. Yeah. That is a gem.
That's a great movie.
That movie is fantastic.
We should, you know what? We're doing that after Hero tomorrow. Executive decision. All right. Yeah, but you're right. The practical effects. Now, how did they do the effects of the Predator? Was that just animation?
No, the effects of the Predator were all optical effects.
Really?
Actually, they read through some of the Wikipedia on how they did it. Was they essentially took the suit that the actor was wearing, mm-hmm. and they had it chroma keyed, and then they took another sequence after he made all his action, and they chroma keyed him out, and then they shot the second take with a lens that was 30% bigger, and then they superimposed the two images over top each other.
That's actually very cool.
Yeah, it's a very tricky. It's a tricky little optical effect that they use. But again,
that was probably the worst part of the movie too.
That effect.
Yeah, I mean, it was like, oh, this could be cool, but it's so jerky and
well, it,
awkward
it wouldn't
looking.
Be terribly smooth because the alien himself is not that perfectly smooth. He's
fair.
Twisting and turning too, yeah. Running through the jungle. So he is going to be a little bit more agile than the effect can keep up because his suit is constantly having to adjust for the background.
Yeah.
That's fair.
Now, another thing that I will say is storytelling was fantastic, especially how they introduced the team, the team of badasses that worked under Schwarzenegger.
Getting out of the helicopter slowly. That helicopter ride.
I'm not even talking about that. I mean, within the first 30 minutes, you get introduced to these guys. Mm-hmm. You get told, these guys are the baddest of the badasses, period. They can do anything.
They're the plumbers.
Yeah, they're the ones that can do anything. I've seen movies more recently where they'll tell you, this guy is a badass. He can take on anything. And the next thing you see is him getting shredded. You never see him
being a badass.
Being a badass. You're told that he's a badass. Then you see how he gets taken down by the bad guy. So then you make the assumption that the bad guy is
more badass. Tough, yeah.
So this movie didn't do that. They showed these guys being badass.
My answer to you is Pitch Black and Chronicles of Riddick.
I did not see those.
You should see both of them. Mm-hmm. You should see both.
At least
of
Pitch
them.
Black.
I like Chronicles of Riddick more than I like Pitch Black. Either way, Vin Diesel is fantastic as Riddick. And that movie, both of those movies are nothing but Riddick is a kick-ass dude. That's basically, they're just two movies that's like the central point of the movies.
Yeah, but opening up in this film, you know, we see our major characters get off. We see Carl Weathers. We know he's a badass from previous
movies. Is that actually Carl Weathers?
It's Carl Weathers. Oh, that's Apollo freaking Creed.
Because I was looking. Okay, so
Carl Weathers, we get Arnold Schwarzenegger, we get Jesse Ventura, and, you know, here's a triumvirate of badassium.
Jesse Ventura had the best lines in the movie too.
The thing is, Ventura is a real badass.
Oh, yeah.
He doesn't play one on screen.
And every time I saw Carl Weathers, all I can do is think of him from Arrested Development. I didn't even know that was him. I was like, oh man, that guy just looks like Carl Weathers from Arrested Development.
Surprise! This is Carl Weathers when he
got old.
He porked out.
Crazy guys. Anyway,
yeah. Also, we say they started out. You know, the storyline kind of builds into this. They don't just drop it in your lap,
right?
In the beginning, we kind of told, okay, he's been this group of fixers has come in because they need the best to go in and fix this situation, rescue mm-hmm. these guys, and get them out without creating a big problems.
No matter what anyone tells you, Dutch Schaefer is still the best character in the Aliens vs. Predator arcade game. It's true.
I can't speak to that.
Just lay back
I'll,
and accept
I'll agree. I'll have to just agree. I'm a goddamn sexual Tyrannosaurus.
That's not actually the quote, though. He says something like, you can also be... You can be like me.
You can be a goddamn sexual Tyrannosaurus like me. Just like me, yeah.
I don't have time to bleed.
Have you got time to duck? Oh, yeah, this movie is just so full of these little one-liner quips all over the place.
Stick around. Oh, come on.
I know, it's a really
it's
horrible...
It's the 80s.
It's a bad pun.
That one is as memorable as the one in Commando, where he throws the pipe through the guy, and it pierces a steam, some kind of steam
pipe,
machine
yeah.
behind him, and steam is pouring out of the pipe uh-huh. that is in the guy's chest. He goes, "Why don't you blow off some steam?" Oh man.
You could compile a whole bunch of Schwarzenegger one-liners out of every movie he's ever made.
This is why Chippy is...
That was actually a meme going around today. Somebody has made a video of like 160 Schwarzenegger one-liners.
Oh, no!
That's
it's just
awesome.
Like, it's like in a minute or a minute and a half, something
okay,
like that.
Okay, everybody start scanning YouTube right now. We got to find this thing.
That is awesome. Do we really have to go through the plot of this movie?
Well, there's really no plot.
They imply a lot more depth than is actually in the movie.
Yeah, I mean, the plot, which is actually kind of interesting because if you don't know what you're getting going into the movie, everyone now roll their eyes. This movie is in a lot of ways like Psycho is. I mean, mm-hmm. you know that Psycho is about somebody who's a psycho.
Mm-hmm.
And you know going into this is about an alien predator. But that's not the movie that you're shown at the beginning.
Right.
You know, the movie you're shown at the beginning is about this commando force that are going in to rescue this guy.
And even there are times like to do the awkward, like a patriotic trumpet in the background that is so wildly out of place in this movie.
Yeah.
It's like when what's his face dies, they've just got the
Jesse Ventura, yeah.
Yeah, they've got the black guy just sitting on the hill and it's just like trumpet, and he's being all patriotic. It's like, what is going on here?
Well, I don't think he's really being so much patriotic as they're trying to put the sense like these two guys came through the worst the worst event in their lives, and they end up, one of them ends up dying in the jungle for no other for no good reason.
Yeah, and then he turns crazy.
Yeah, he goes all crazy on us. Crazy
then
eyes.
Then he stops being crazy for a while. Then he gets shot.
Yeah.
just get that timeline straight. But so they imply that there's this whole deception with the mission, and then later there's a throwaway line where the chick is talking and she's like, "Oh yeah, these guys, the predators have been here before.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
This all happened before.
The demons that make trophies of men."
Yeah,
right. Which I thought was really cool because they didn't give a huge amount of exposition. They didn't waste time telling us a whole lot about the predators. There's a shot at the beginning of the movie where you see a ship flying through space,
and it falls to the earth.
And it falls to the earth. But and
done.
That's it. That's it.
Done.
There's exposition. That, and she says, whenever it's really hot.
Well, yeah, there was also a visual. Happens. There's also a nice little visual pun in there. When the ship comes in, it's going between the light and the dark.
Mm.
The Terminator. Or the Terminus.
Yep.
And it falls into the dark side of the Terminus.
Mm.
So that means bad.
Yeah.
Yes.
I pass symbolism 101.
Bad things are going to happen. Watch.
Badness.
Trust me.
Trust me.
Trust me. I went to film school. Not me, personally, because I didn't. I'm just a jackass who drinks and talks about movies.
Well, that's what most people in film school do.
That's true. I just didn't pay for it.
Yeah, see?
So who's the dumb one out of that?
Yeah. You got your own show.
Yeah, what do they got? Contracts. Movie deals.
Salaries.
All this
interns.
All this meaningless stuff.
Yes.
That's
they haven't got integrity.
That is one
they
of the things.
They sold out.
Wow. let's pull it back a little bit. I don't want to start making claims about me having integrity or anything like that.
We were watching the movie, and Melina's like, "Did they ever make a Predator 2?"
Yes.
Yes. Is it any good? It has Danny Glover in it.
So
really,
so
yeah,
got,
we don't go there anymore.
I get a DM tweet after I posted the if it bleeds we can kill it. Uh-huh. Somebody DM'd me and said, "And if it bleeds it breeds. That's why there's the sequel." So
what exactly are we going to talk about with this movie?
Well, just basically, it was probably one of the better Schwarzenegger vehicles that were out there. I mean, it's last chance to see pretty much some of the action big wheels of the 80s actually make a movie that's watchable, that you don't cringe every time you mention it.
This is true. I mean, the worst effects in the movie were the Predator invisible and the blood. And even then, both were tolerable.
Yeah, I mean, the problem I had with the action in the movie wasn't the action in the beginning, because the action in the beginning is very typical 80s, blowing stuff up, guys, you know, jumping out of crow's nests into water while they're on fire, because it's easy to do that with a stuntman who's on fire, and you're dousing him by having him jump into a lake.
And it goes on forever.
Yeah. The first 30 minutes of the movie is the setup and then that action sequence.
Yes. It lasts about 15 minutes.
Yeah.
Then we get into the real part of the movie.
Right. But I will say that you needed that because it really does show that these guys are badasses. So when the Predator starts picking them off, you realize just how tough the Predator is. This is six guys who took out a camp.
It's awkward, though, because you've been desensitized to that level of badass.
Yeah.
So, they have to push the envelope so hard. As soon as they're done wiping out the camp, Carl Weathers turns to Arnold Schwarzenegger and he's like, "It had to be you guys. Nobody else could have pulled this off." And it's like, what? Really? I know, 15 mercenary groups are going to pull this off. The A team in here.
Well, they already. They remember the first part of the story is they'd already sent six guys in, of Green Berets trying to take this place out.
Yeah, they got wiped, skinned alive.
Yeah, they were killed by the Predator first.
Yeah. So the other thing is, and one of the things people like to quote from the movie is the get to the chopper. Why did he send her to the chopper?
Because she was the unarmed one, so the Predator wouldn't bother her.
But why would anyone in that chopper listen to her at that point? There was no reason for it. It was the most out of place, nonsensical thing that happened in that movie. It's like, why is this happening? Why is he sending her?
Let me get this straight. That's your point of contention with this movie? You're going to glaze past the part where the Indian dude takes off his vest and then cuts himself?
That was ridiculous also, especially considering when he cuts himself and they show the heat vision.
Yeah, it's
no.
It's cooler than the rest of them, which is weird.
And then the whole thing about him slathering mud on himself to be completely invisible to thermal imagery, except...
I can accept that at that point, because the Predator is all messed up then.
It would only work for the first minute.
No disagreements.
But he slathers it all over himself, then goes and sets traps, then goes after the Predator. There's no way that stuff should have worked at all.
Luke, I don't... Luke says he should have snuck out, drove here, and fired a laser triangle through your window. I don't have a problem with anything in this movie, to be honest with you. I don't think any of that is any more ridiculous than
it's
anything
just,
else in the movie.
It's just part of the ridiculousness of the movie.
As soon as Jesse Ventura is killed, there is a 10-minute sequence where all four guys are doing is just firing into the jungle.
Yeah.
And then when some guy runs out, he picks up the minigun and then continues firing into the jungle.
Coolest part.
And he's just holding the trigger, even after the minigun runs out.
He's just buzzing.
Yeah, I think I agree with Rich. I either don't have a problem with anything in Predator, or I have a problem with everything in Predator.
The thing is I don't think Predator could come out today and be successful.
Not the way it's made currently.
No.
It would have to be a completely different story, and at that point, you rein it.
No, here's what'll happen. If it came out that way now, you'd force me to sit through it, and then you'd tell me, well, this is an homage to 1950s pulp crap, and then the aliens at the end was really the sign of the times, and this is a lot better movie than you thought. The refrigerator scene wasn't ridiculous. Not like we're talking about some other movie that came out in a different time period. The Neverending Predator. It's really just an excuse for me to get an oiled-up Arnold Schwarzenegger yelling and killing, which I'm fine with.
Which is fine. Looking at this movie and then looking back at Aliens vs. Predator, though...
The movie?
Yeah.
You saw it?
Yeah.
I liked that.
Yeah, I know a lot of people that had problems with it. I don't see the problems with Alien vs. Alien vs. Predator after seeing this movie.
Me neither.
Because any problems that they had with Alien vs. Predator exist in this movie.
I don't have any problems with this movie, and I am fine with Alien vs. Predator.
So you're not the point I'm making.
I agree.
Okay.
I agree.
Why are we having this discussion in this way?
I don't know.
Well, you might want to put it down this way. Predator is a little bit more advanced than your average Saturday afternoon, rainy Saturday afternoon adventure movie popcorn film.
Yeah, I mean it doesn't use one of the big tropes of revenge,
right?
Which is very typical of an action movie.
Oh, the revenge trope needs to die.
Somebody dies. Somebody gets kidnapped. Somebody dies while getting kidnapped.
Did you see Taken?
No.
Someone got kidnapped, and then the movie is nothing but Liam Neeson kicking ass. Yeah. I am fine with it.
That was Commando, which was Arnold Schwarzenegger kicking ass after his daughter, Alyssa Milano, gets kidnapped.
After his target, John Connor, gets kidnapped.
So I think what this really needs to lead into a discussion of is, have you guys seen the trailer for The Expendables yet?
Yeah,
I have not.
I want to see this movie.
I don't know. I'm becoming increasingly disinterested in action movies. Maybe it's because I have huge balls.
Maybe.
Or maybe just seen too damn many of them.
Maybe. The only action movie I want to see is goddamn Last Airbender.
And that's not really going to be an action movie, I don't think.
I don't care.
It's going to have action sequences in it.
It's going to have APA action sequences, which is what I really want. Six legs and a huge tail of kick-ass goodness.
Airbender versus Predator.
And before we get any farther, don't get me wrong. I like Predator. I like the movie. I did enjoy it. I enjoyed watching it again. But
except that you hated the movie.
No, I'm just it
come
didn't,
on.
It didn't hold up to my memories of it.
Really? Yep. It was better than my memories of it.
I think the last time I saw it was 20 years ago. Maybe.
And then that chick started speaking English
in 87, so
it would have been probably the last time I saw it was when it was on its cable run.
It would have been what, mid-90s or so?
Yeah. Or it was probably about the time of Predator 2.
Mm-hmm. I really don't have anything else to say on this movie.
There's not much to say. I mean,
it's
that's
an 80s action
that
movie.
Was one of the things that I kind of ran
Iron
into
Tyrant's
trouble
the
with.
Movie. Well, let's just throw out a couple of little trivial things here. The original Predator was supposed to be Jean-Claude Van Damme.
In the suit,
but Van Damme whined and complained that the suit was too hot and too uncomfortable, so he was booted, apparently, with prejudice, because he apparently injured a stuntman, and Kevin Peter Hall took the job.
And do we know him?
No, not really. He played two parts in this movie. He was a helicopter pilot at the end, and he was the Predator.
I would have liked to have seen Van Damme as the Predator, because
he caused some Van damage on the way out, though.
That was the idea, because that's what the producers wanted, because they wanted the Predator to be a lot more nimble and a lot more ninja-like.
Yeah, because he wasn't. Mm-hmm. the Predator was more akin to like a Michael Myers type force that he just marched in and just kicked ass.
Right. Well, let's put it this way. He was supposed to be a big game hunter, hunting, the dangerous game, the most dangerous game of all, which is, of course, humans. But the Van Damme character was supposed to be, a lot more action-orientated.
Right.
But Van Damme apparently turned out to be too much of a wuss to wear the suit, and he didn't like it, and he wasn't.
Hold on.
And he didn't like it because his face, he would not be able to. people would not be able to see him in his full human glory.
Here's my problem with what you just said. The man is on a movie set with Arnold Schwarzenegger, Carl Weathers, and Jesse Ventura.
Ventura.
And at that
point, the prime of their lives.
Yeah, and at that point, it's Jesse the Body Ventura. You don't just call him Jesse Ventura at that point.
In the prime of their thickness. And he leans out because the suit is too tight?
Yeah, my suit is too tight. Well, apparently we're some
suit
other...
Up. Just suit up and get back in the game.
Yeah, get back in the game, You're an actor, You're meat. Well, he was kicked out, and the suit would had to be redesigned. And believe it or not, James Cameron had a say in how the suit and the character of the Predator were redesigned.
Really?
Yes. Yeah, the screenwriter was coming back on an airplane with Cameron,
you one
and
ugly
he was running ideas, running the ideas by him, and he suggested certain a rewrite of the character. That's when they went to Sam.
Rewrite of the Predator.
That is humorous to think about.
Yep. Let me think about it for a second. Here's James Cameron, Mr. Alien himself, giving the.
I mean, if you're gonna go to somebody and ask the question, you might as well go to him, because even in 87, he had.
Well, he'd already done Terminator and Aliens.
Was Aliens at that point?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, Aliens was 86.
Because it would have been right about there.
And it just so happened that they happened to meet on the airplane flight back from Guatemala. Or I should say not from Guatemala, from Mexico, where this was filmed.
Right.
And they went to Sam Waterston, who redesigned the suit, and it went from there. And then they found the actor to fit in it who could actually tolerate it, because he was hungrier for the job.
He needed more money than Van Damme did.
Yeah, work cheaper too. And he
Van Damme had to go run off and make Time Cop.
Yeah. Yeah, another classic 80s.
Shut your mouth.
That's a good movie. I get no problem with Time Cop. It's a time travel movie. Well, I know how hard you are for that movie. And there's romance in there, too.
The other little trivia piece I had, I saw there, was that when they filmed this, it was apparently winter in the jungle. And it was colder than hell.
Really?
And they had to bring in heaters to make everybody sweat because they all froze their asses off.
They were some sweaty dudes. And that one dude was shaving all the time while sweating. And I was like, oh, that's going to hurt.
He's tough.
Salt in the freshly shaved. Oh, come on.
Mm-hmm. Well, I guess that was the idea, is to make him a little more squeamish there.
Well, they were trying to make him as badass as the Power Possible. 3, but it just wasn't happening.
I don't know. He did a pretty good crazy.
The problem with that was that he was crazy, and then he was completely sane when Carl Weathers showed up. Then he was a little crazy again.
Yeah, so
he was able to turn it on and off like a white light switch.
Yeah,
that's like crazy people do that.
Mm-hmm.
So I read on IMDb that Jesse Ventura and Arnold Schwarzenegger had a bet about whose arms were bigger. And when they got fitted for wardrobe told Jesse Ventura that his arms were bigger than Arnold Schwarzenegger's by an inch. And so he's like, oh, yeah, Arnold, whose arms are bigger? And Arnold's like, I told him to tell you that. Mine are.
It's awesome.
Another little piece of trivia was Carl Weathers would not work out in front of everybody else. He had to do his workouts all alone.
That's weird.
Make a good soup out of a ham bone.
Yeah.
Apparently he was a little body shy. A little intimidated by all everybody else.
The timing of Carl Weathers turning into one of the good guys was really weird.
No, it wasn't. It was the appropriate time where Arnold showed him the error of his ways by being a badass.
Okay.
It's like Bushido. It's Manshido. It's way of the badass. You can't be taught Manshido. You can only be shown.
You can only be taught. Well, you can only be shown. Right.
You can only be shown. And then part of the showing is them doing badass things in front of you while they sweat on you.
I think that plays into the gay subtext.
No, there's no gay subtext in this movie whatsoever.
I think there is.
No.
And the vociferous denial of it.
Have you ever seen 300, where all the men are mostly naked and oiled up?
Yeah.
No gay subtext.
That's completely gay.
No. You didn't go to an all-male high school. That is completely straight.
And that's even more gay.
That's not gay at all. It's crazy.
I think we pretty much exhausted just about everything about this movie.
The only gay subtext of this movie. No, I'm not done with the gay thing yet.
Okay.
Because I swear there is a gay subtext of this movie.
The only gay subtext I will accept from the movie is Max's devotion to Jesse Ventura is a little creepy.
Uh huh.
But I still accept it as not being gay.
Which one is Max?
Max the black guy?
Yeah.
Other black guy?
Yeah. Because he goes way crazy when Jesse dies.
This is what I'm saying. He goes.
That's Bill Duke.
Yeah.
He
goes. I lost my boyfriend. Crazy.
No. He went.
He lost his best friend forever crazy.
I lost my BFF.
He went Night Owl, Rorschach just got exploded crazy. That's what he went.
Wow. Really?
Yeah, then he's going to go punch Vite. And Vite is the predator.
But he
can't hurt the predator.
I'll accept
that. And in
that.
The end, Vite beats him into submission.
Yep.
Not with his fists, but with his ideas.
Ooh. That's too cerebral.
Damn, let's just talk about Watchmen instead.
I think the Predator was gay for Arnold in an I want to kill you kind of way.
Kind of?
I want to kill you in the love.
And Rich is right.
Totally gay for deals.
It's nothing compared to playing with the boys. I accept that.
So, fun fact, the director of Predator hates violence. Predator is his satire of carnage. Remember when they're shooting at the Predator for like 10 minutes in the jungle?
I thought that was his anti-green message. you people are going green, screw that. I'm gonna shoot the jungle.
I attacked the jungle. And hit absolutely nothing? That was supposed to be a statement on the masturbatory fascination audiences have with violence. I accept that.
They shot their load and it went nowhere.
Although they did actually shoot the guy.
Yeah, they did actually hit the Predator. Hit
the Predator. So, just slightly masturbatory then? Double masturbatory. We'll just go with double.
Okay.
Sounds cooler. One in doubt, go double.
So I think that pretty much wraps it up for Predator. If anybody's got anything else to add, or studio audience, here's a trivia question for you. At the end credits, the character Hawks was reading a comic book. What comic book was he reading?
Oh, it was...
You're not the studio audience. Oh, wait, maybe you are.
Maybe I am. Damn it, I remember him. I remember seeing it.
Well, it's something that a mercenary would probably read. It's a hint there.
Was it
Power Girl?
I don't remember.
I'm going to say Punisher.
We'll see if Ernie made.
No, it would have been.
I don't know. I don't read comics. I have like three names I can
Mr.
toss
Chibi,
up.
Mr. you're very close.
Howling Commandos.
Sergeant Fury.
Rock. Yeah, Sergeant Rock.
Sergeant Rock. That makes sense.
Speaking of masturbation, how about that minigun? It's not mini. Melina tells me it's not mini. Wait, what are we talking about?
That's the story she tells you to make sure that it's not.
There's nothing.
You mean she tells me the story of Predator? Every once in a while, we sit around the bedroom and she lights a fire and tells me the story of Predator, about how brave man.
Every time it gets hot.
Time it gets hot.
Like the he fire. Shows up.
There's nothing mini about this gun, girl.
Yeah, I really have nothing here.
So, next week, Cashback. The week after that, Hero Tomorrow. Then, True Lies.
Yes.
Which I think we actually will have a little more to talk about with True Lies. Then.
Yeah, and I wasn't joking about One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest. I don't think you guys did it.
I don't think we did either. I think we talked about doing it, and I know I've watched it specifically for the podcast, so we must have talked about doing it, but never around to doing it.
I had to watch it for psychology class in high school.
Ooh.
And then the final was diagnose the patients.
That's a great...
It was a fantastic class.
Yeah.
And was the Indian the most sane of them all?
It's not what I diagnosed him as. I think I diagnosed him PTSD.
That makes sense.
I had a good justification for doing it. I don't know, I didn't even have to... I was exempt from the final, but how can you not take a final like that? I mean, come on! Alright, I'm done here. I want Del Taco.
Alright.
He's got the Del Taco Jones.
I got nothing else.
It's my eye of power for Del Taco.
Mm-hmm. You can spot them at 1,000 yards.
That's right.
And take them out. Or get takeout. One of the two.
Alright. See you next time.
Mm-hmm. Goodbye.
On my fate sheet, I have once Del Taco on my aspects. I tap it on the